It all started with a Robert Redford movie.
The film had not yet come out that he had produced and directed, but we knew that it was going to come out. Therefore, I thought there would be likely a great deal of interest in Mary Surratt.
The Conspirator didn't get much attention when it was released in April, but it got the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, Eileen Makovich, thinking.
What we were interested was into finding a way that Mary Surratt could tell her story as she had been denied.
Surratt and her seven co-conspirators had no right to testify in front of the military tribunal that convicted them. Makovich wanted to right that wrong, especially for Mary. The library and the Illinois Supreme Court Historic Preservation Commission decided to stage two civilian retrials in Chicago and in Springfield. At the beginning, the military guard would be dismissed. Mary Surratt would take the stand, be sworn in and questioned. The audience would serve as the jury. It was historian John Lupton's job to provide the participants with historically accurate information to build their cases. He says it's crucial to understand the environment in which the tribunal took place.
Most people hated all of the conspirators, especially Mary. Had loads of evidence, you know, for and against, but, you know, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion what the judgment was going to be.
Actress Asni Vigasa tackled the role of the condemned. Everyone else, the judges, attorneys, and court reporters, played themselves. Vigasa says she devoured every piece of information she could find about Mary.
I think she's a very complicated woman. I don't know that she was completely innocent, but I think a large part of her MO was to protect her son. And I think on some level she was acting as a parent, turning a blind eye to what her kid was doing.
You still had sympathies for the rebel cause in the South, did you not?
Oh, I never pretend to express my feelings about politics.
Members of your family did, though, did they not? Including your son, John Jr.
Well, he was in cotton speculation.
Did you not know that he was also involved as a courier for the rebel cause?
No, sir, I did not know that.
John Surratt fled the country after Lincoln's death. Historian John Lupton says he was eventually captured and faced a civilian trial for his role in the plot.
And it was a hung jury, and so he was free. It could have been proven that she was a conspirator in a civilian trial, but she probably wouldn't have been put to death.
Did you conspire with anyone to harm President Lincoln in any way?
No, sir. I am just a widow trying to run a boarding house and make ends meet.
And I think it comes down to the fact that she had the boarding house where the plot was hatched and they didn't have John Surratt.
For one night, federal prosecutor Gregory Harris found himself on the other side of the courtroom as a member of Surratt's defense team. He calls the retrial a great experience for the attorneys and the jury, the sold-out crowds in both Springfield and Chicago.
I would hope that people take away how fragile our judicial system can be and how much we've evolved into a much fairer system that bases the decisions on not the time or what's going on outside of the courtroom, but on the evidence that's presented in the courtroom.
At both events, Surratt was found not guilty by a wide margin. Eileen Makovich says the museum she directs and the Supreme Court's Preservation Commission are already working on their next collaboration, plumbing the issues raised by the involuntary commitment of Mary Todd Lincoln. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.